Cari fratelli e sorelle, l'odierna domenica cade nel mezzo della settimana di preghiera per l'unità dei cristiani che si celebra dal 18 al 25.
The profound spiritual connection between the desire for Christian unity and the desire for authentic liberty was the focus of Pope Benedict XVI's remarks before the Angelus prayer with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square this Sunday. Speaking ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father recalled the theme of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, which opened this past Wednesday, taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. We will all be changed by the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tutti saremo trasformati dalla vittoria di Gesù Cristo, nostro Signore.
Material for the 2012 Week of Prayer for Christian Unity has been prepared by a working group composed of representatives of the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, the Old Catholic and Protestant Churches active in Poland.
In effetti, la Polonia ha conosciuto una lunga storia di lotte coraggiose contro varie...
In effect, said Pope Benedict, Poland has known a long history of courageous struggle against many different forms of adversity, and has repeatedly given proof of great determination, animated by faith. He went on to say, through the course of the centuries, Polish Christians have spontaneously intuited a spiritual dimension in their desire for freedom, and they have understood that the true victory can be achieved only if it is accompanied by a profound interior transformation.
La vera vittoria può giungere solo se accompagnata da una profonda trasformazione interiore.
It was a subject to which the Holy Father returned in his English remarks.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this Angelus. This week, Christians throughout the world mark the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. We are confident that, as St. Paul says, we will all be changed by the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us renew our prayer for the unity of all of Christ's followers, and deepen our resolve to be one in Him. Upon each of you and your loved ones at home, I invoke God's blessings of peace and joy.
Pope Benedict XVI also had greetings for those who, on Monday, begin Lunar New Year celebrations.
Auguro a tutti quei popoli che il nuovo anno sia concretamente segnato dalla giustizia e dalla pace.
In the present world situation of economic and social crisis, said Pope Benedict, I express the hope that the new year be marked by justice and peace, that it bring relief to those who suffer, and that young people, especially with their enthusiasm and their idealistic drive, might offer new hope to the world.